A very good day to all of you and a warm welcome back to the subject of managing IT projects. We are going to get into chapter 8, which is understanding configuration management. What is configuration management? And very important part of IT projects. What are the learning objectives of this project? Of course, to understand what is configuration management. What are the key terms and terminologies related to configuration management? Why is it required? And how do we do configuration management? Let us understand the key parameters. Now, a little bit into the background of configuration management. It is important to understand that configuration management is not related to project management concepts. Project management is related to project management across different industries and sectors, but it is a very crucial part of software development lifecycle, and hence configuration management is very critical in the IT industry. Therefore, we are trying to understand what is configuration management only specifically in context of IT. Configuration management may not be important in construction projects, may not be important in, you know, building airports and bridges or any other mechanical engineering project, etc. Okay. To going further in the background, the word configure comes from the Latin con, which means with or together, and figurare, which means to form. It also means a relative arrangement of parts or elements that will form the complete whole. Now let us go to this thing. Now, configuration management traces its history back to the 1960s. In the 1970s, the US government, you know, developed a number of military standards which also included configuration management, because as those standards went on changing, it had configuration management. Later in the 1990s, with the maturing of the IT industry, many other standards and applications and publications came together to create what we understand of configuration management today. But before we understand what is exactly configuration management, it is important to look at the characteristics of what is a software project that requires the necessity for understanding or the requires the necessity of configuration management. Now, typically, a software project is developed through a number of modules, several different products and activities. It consists of the following. Now, it consists of individual programs which are developed by a number of different programmers. A set of programs, you know, put together in a particular sequence comprises a module. A set of modules which are integrated together create a software application. And several software applications, along with several application nodes, program nodes, module nodes, and software specifications, create a software solution or a software program. Now, in addition to that, a software project may have various plans. We'll include the project charter, the project schedule, the quality plans or the quality control methodologies used, risk management plan, risk mitigation plan, project scheduling, and other things that go apart, which are part of the project management plan. Will include a user documentation which allow the user to use this software solution. It includes user manual, it includes operation manual, system documentation, test reports on the various methods that have been used to test the various modules. Then it has commercial documents which include the contract for the software development. It has a scope of work document. It has delivery notes of the software delivered, installation reports of the software modules installed, and the invoice copies. It may include correspondence which is project related in terms of status reports, tracking, review meetings, change requests, feedbacks, minutes of meeting held with customers at different points in time, customer feedback received via email, and other forms of communication, which is also part of the complete software project and software documentation. Having understood that these are the elements of a typical software project and a typical software solution, what is configuration management? Now, configuration management is the control of changes that have been made throughout the life cycle of the software development process. Okay. Now, the configuration management allows all changes to be evaluated, all changes to be approved, all changes to be tracked in a systematic manner. And it, therefore, it considers the relation, it also considers the interrelationship among various system components and various different modules. It actually traces the linkages between various modules as they keep undergoing a change throughout the life cycle of the project of the software development. Now, software configuration management is a software engineering discipline which is comprised of tools and techniques used to manage the different software assets, lines of codes, and software modules and application. It is also a set of activities to control change by identifying the products and establishing the interlinkages and defining a mechanism for management control, auditing, and reporting of changes that have been made to the software depending on customer requirements and user feedback. In short, it is a methodology to control and manage a complete software development project from the perspective of the changes it goes through its entire life cycle. Now, configuration management is a key to managing what we call highly complex software projects that are being developed today. Software projects are developed through various programs. A number of programs constitute a module. Every time there is a when we test the module or we release it to users for analysis and feedback, feedback tells us that this module is working correctly, not working correctly, needs this change or needs a particular change. Each and every change that every module, every software program goes through is tracked in the configuration management system. Now, configuration managers, management tools have developed from simple version control tools, you know, targeted at systems, at individual developers, in targeted at individual developers into systems capable of managing developments by large software teams, okay, operating at multiple sites around the world. Now, the variety of tools that are offered means that you can be sure to find one that closes your, that matches your individual needs. The need for this degree of configuration management has grown in response to the time pressures on software development and the increasing need to manage multiple changes that are happening at the software at the same time. For example, resolving the Y2K compliance made a lot of changes in the software versions across the world. So, new versions of the software system are created as they are evolving. Typically, software versions are created for different machines, for different operating systems, for different functionalities, or they are tailored for different user requirements. Configuration management is concerned with managing the evolving software systems and the evolving software versions. System change is a team activity. Configuration management aims to control the cost and the efforts involved in making changes to a system on an overall basis. Now, it involves the development and application of procedures and standards that manage the evolving software product. The configuration management is normally seen as a part of the QM or the quality control process of a software project. When released to configuration management, software systems are often called as baselines as they are the starting point of further development. So, the first software that is developed is called a baseline and bases that future versions are created on that. Now, this is how system families are created. If you see, you have the initial system. So, this is called the baseline version. Then, this baseline version can be configured or can be designed or customized for, say, the HP version, the PC version, and the Sun version. In the PC version, you can have a Windows XP version. You can have a Linux version. Then, you can have a desktop version and a server version. Now, this PC version can further change when you have Windows 10 or Windows 2007. So, each then again in the Windows 10, you could have a desktop version and a server version. So, this is how system families are developed. So, this is the initial system or the baseline system, and then you have versions for different platforms, different softwares, different, equipments that could be using the same initial software. It is also important to understand what configuration management is not. Now, please understand, it might have created an impression that configuration management is a method to do just version control. So, it is not just version control. It is not just for the source code management. It is not only for the development phase, and it is not selecting and using tools that are important, but design and management of the processes that are crucial for controlling and understanding the different versions and why they have been created as a part of the overall system. Why is configuration management required? One critical thing to understand is, now one of the major reasons why configuration management is required is the rate of change of technology is making, you know, creating newer and newer versions and newer parameters of the software placed under. So the sheer inventory of the various versions of each object or each program that are placed under configuration management. Now, configuration management provides complete traceability, both backwards and forwards, between the origin of change to its final, change in the delivered program. It helps in maintaining information on how different configurable objects have been combined to collectively create a new version or a different version to the customer. It helps in maintenance of multiple versions of the software. It also helps in maintaining the linkages between different versions of the software. A quick look at configuration management terminology. So, we are going to look at what is a configuration item, then you are going to look at a version, variant and a revision, what is configuration, what is a baseline and what is a workspace. So, configuration item is an approved and an accepted deliverable. Changes that have to be made to the formal procedure. For example, it could be a management plan, it could be a user requirement, it could be a design specification, it could be a source code and executable code, it could be test specifications, test data and test records, it could be log information, it could be user documentation, it could be library and supporting software, bug reports, etc. This could be a configuration item. How does one look at a version, variant and a revision? Okay, so version is a configuration item at one point in its development, includes a version and a variant. Okay, now revision is a configuration item linked to another via revision relationship and ordered in time. So for example, you have a revision 1.2, a revision 1.3 and a revision 1.4. Now, a variant is a functionally equivalent version but designed for different settings. So, for example, you could have a mobile application developed for Android and a mobile application developed for iOS. Both are functionally equivalent but they are designed for different operating systems. Or you could have a variant of the software, one designed for mobile as a hardware, one designed for a tab as a hardware, one designed for a laptop as a hardware. Or you could have a variant for an operating system. It could be a Windows operating system. Okay. Then a branch is a sequence of versions in the same timeline. It's a sequence of versions in the same timeline. So, for example, you have version 1.2, which is then developed as Solaris on Spark as version 1.3. Then this develops as version 1.3.1.1. Then there's a sub-function of 1.3. And then you could have another one called 1.3.1.2, which is a variant of this. Similarly, you could have 1.4, you could have 1.4.1 and something under that called 1.4.1.1. So, this is how you look at a version, variant and a revision. Now, how are different versions of software stored in the system? So, one is a full copy of each version is stored in the configuration management system. Also, the delta, which is the difference between the two versions, is stored in the configuration management system. Now, the delta can be stored in two different ways. One is called the forward delta, which is we have version 1.1, and then the delta, what is the difference to create, or what are the additions that have to be made to create 1.2. Then what are the additions that have to be added to create 1.3, and what are the additions that have to be made further or added to create 1.4. Sometimes the version is also created with reverse delta. So 1.4 minus certain programs gives 1.3, minus certain more programs gives us 1.2, minus certain program gives us 1.1. It can also be saved as a mixed delta, some in the forward and some in the reverse direction. So depending on the requirement of the system, they may be defined. Now, configuration, arrangement of functional configuration items according to their nature, version and other characteristics is a configuration arrangement. Now these are guaranteed to recreate the configuration with quality and functional assurance. Sometimes the configuration needs to record the environment, for example, the compiler version, the library version, the hardware platform. For example, it could be an ant build file or a make file, or how the deleted files in a program or in the computer will be logged and kept separately. Now, baseline, a collection of various items that have been formally reviewed and agreed on one single version of the configuration, which is considered to be the baseline. Now, this baseline forms the basis of future version creations and marks milestones and serves as a basis for further developments. You create a baseline product, which is a basic functional product or a basic software solution, which serves as the base for creating other products and other versions. Now, this can only be changed via a formal change management process, and the baseline plus change sets to create new baselines or new versions in that software management. Workspace. Now, workspace from a configuration management perspective is an isolated environment where a developer can work, edit, change, compile and test without interfering with other developers. So you could have multiple developers working in different workspaces, maybe in multiple locations, which is isolated from each other, and the developer can work, means edit, change, compile and test without getting interference from other developers working on the same project. Now, examples could be local directory under version control or a private workspace on the server. Now, common operations in the workspace: import means put resources into version control in repository, update, get the latest version on the default branch, checkout means get a version into the workspace when you're done with it, check in, commit changes to the repository. So these are the common operations that one can do sitting via the workspace. Let us look at some of the version control models. Now, version control problem, this is the basic problem of collaborative work. Now, two users go to the repository and pick the same or read the same file A. So, we have Harry and Sally who read version A of the same file. Now, after they have read the file and put it on their own individual machines, Harry starts, changing A to A dash, and Sally starts changing A to A double dash. Now, Harry completes his changes first and he publishes his version first. So, what has Harry done? He completes A, makes it to A dash, and goes back to the repository and overwrites on A, creating A dash. Simultaneously, Sally is working on A double dash without the knowledge that Harry is working on A dash. When Sally completes her A double dash part, she goes to the repository and replaces A double dash. So now you have, and she, overwrites Harry's version. So whatever Harry has done, goes away, and only what Sally has done remains in the system. Now, this is a problem because maybe what Harry has done could also be useful, and what Sally has done may include what Harry has done or may not include what Harry has done and could be also useful to A. So this is one problem, okay? Now, how do we change this? Model number one is the pessimistic one: lock, modify and unlock. So in this, what happens is Harry locks the file A, then copies it for editing. So he goes to the repository, picks up file A, transfers it to his machine and then locks it, which means now nobody else can lock the file A till Harry has released the lock. Now, Harry starts developing, editing A to A dash. Okay. While Sally, when she tries to read A, her attempt fails because the A is already locked out for any other user to use. Harry creates his, changes the version of A to A dash and then uploads this back onto the repository and unlocks it. So now A has become A dash and Harry has unlocked the A dash version. Now Sally, when she comes to the repository, she can read A dash, which is the latest version, downloads it, changes it and locks it to make A double dash. What are the problems with this issue, with this method? One, if the developer forgets to unlock. Two, parallel work between multiple developers is not possible. And the system can deadlock because it only works and operates in a sequence, not in parallel. Now, model 3x3 is an optimistic view, which is copy, modify, merge. Okay. Now, here you see the system. Two users copy the same file from the repository. So, both Harry and Sally both read A. Harry develops A dash and Sally develops A double dash. Okay, then what does, then Sally publishes her version first in the repository. So A double dash overwrites A and now the latest version is the A double dash and Harry is simultaneously working on the A dash part of it. Okay, when Harry tries to write A double dash on, or when completes his A dash and tries to write on A double dash, he gets an out of date error. So he cannot write on A dash. Okay. Now, Harry compares his latest version to his own. So, now what is Harry doing? Harry is reading the A dash. Now, he has A double dash. He's got A dash and A double dash on his machine. And he is comparing both. Okay. Now, a new merge version is created of A and A double dash with Harry. And then Harry will publish the revised A double dash with the merge version over here. Now, both users each have each other's changes in the repository and now they can use the revised version of this. Okay, let's just look at what is configuration management planning. A typical software project will, generate thousands of separate documents, programs, files, okay, which have created a large complex software system. Typically, all the products and activities of the software project have to be managed for effective configuration management. Okay, so what do we look at in the software, in the configuration management? We are looking at the specifications, the designs, the programs, the test data and the user manuals. All of that keeps constantly changing and therefore all of that needs to be a part of the configuration management system. Now, the configuration management plan therefore defines the documents that need to be managed and the document naming scheme. It defines who will take responsibility for the configuration management processes and also for creation of different baselines. It defines the policy of change control and version control management. It defines the configuration management records, which must also be maintained in a particular predefined manner. Now, the configuration management plan also describes the tools that will be used to assist in the CM, the configuration management process, and any limitations on their use. It defines the process of the tool use. It authorizes how the people who are authorized to use it and people who are not authorized to use it. Defines the configuration management database used to record and track all the configuration information and may include such information as the a configuration management of external software, process auditing, etc. The configuration item identification. Now, since large projects produce thousands of documents which must be uniquely identified and tracked, many of these documents are maintained for the lifetime of the software. Therefore, the document naming scheme should be predefined so that the documents have related names and one is able to understand and, assign this document relates to what. A hierarchical scheme with multi-level names is probably the most flexible approach. Okay, so this is how typically the configuration item identification happens. If you see the last line, it says PCL tools, edit, forms, display, AST, dash, interface, code. So it gives the code for these elements. Now this is the configuration hierarchy. So you may have a PCL tools, you may have compile, bind, edit and make gen, What are the form, structure, display, query, multiple levels of the same, the different programs that are involved in this PCL tools are all, saved under a hierarchy. So that's how the configuration hierarchy is. The configuration database, all configuration management information should be maintained in a configuration database. This allows queries about configurations to be answered. Who has a particular system version? Who has created a particular system version? What platform is required for a particular version? Or what operating system is required for a particular version? What versions are impacted by a change to this version or this component? How many reported faults are there in this version? The configuration management database should preferably link to the software that is being managed also. Now, configuration database implementation should be a part of an integrated environment which supports the software development process. The configuration management database and all the managed documents are maintained on the same system. Case tools that are used as a part of the software development should be integrated with this so that there is a close relationship between the case tools and the configuration management tools. More commonly, wherever the configuration database is maintained separately, configuration management database is managed separately, as this is much cheaper and more flexible rather than putting it a part of any other database. Now, change management is intricately linked to configuration management. Now, software systems are subject to continuous change from users, from customers, from developers, and from market forces. Each change management is important to be tracked, and change management is concerned with the method of tracking these changes and ensuring that they are implemented in the most cost-effective manner. Now, each change management creates a change in the software program, in the modules, and these changes in the programs and the modules have to be tracked via the change management or via the configuration management system. Now, typically, change management system is like this. A request change comes in by filling in what is called a change request form. This change request is then analyzed from the perspective of its use, impact, and cost. If the change is a valid one, then there's an assessment done on how the change will be implemented, what will be the cost of the change, and a request is submitted to the relevant authority for approving the same. If the change is accepted, then the changes are made in the software program, and then the change software is again subjected to testing, quality control check, etc., to remove bugs and issues till the quality is approved, and that creates a new system version. If the change is minor or invalid, the change request is typically rejected or removed and not considered further. Now, how do we do the configuration management? So, on a day-to-day basis, the steps to take as follows. Each document or program which is going to change should have a suitable numbering and storing system which is evolved and identified by the configuration management system or the plan. Whenever any new object or new version of any object is created, it must be checked into the configuration management system, stored properly with a suitable number and naming mechanism. Each time an object is dropped from the configuration, the same should be recorded, what has been dropped. A link between the objects which belong to a particular version must be created. So, for example, version 1.2 of the specification plus user manual 2, version 2.3 plus appropriate versions of different modules create the new delivered software version 2.0. This combination link should be maintained to create repeatability or restoration of the software in case it crashes or it gets corrupted due to any reason. When such a linkage is established during the initial release of the final product, it is called the configuration baseline. And once the baseline is established, subsequent changes in individual objects constituted in this product are tracked accurately. There are software tools available for implementing configuration management. Despite all the project planning and tracking being done, the project might still go wrong if the configuration management is poor and if you are not able to trace what have we done to create a specific functionality in a specific version of the software. Project managers therefore must understand the practice and the implications of good configuration management. So while everything looks good about the configuration management, let us understand what could be the key difficulties encountered in implementing configuration management. Now, the difficulties that are seen come from the way software systems and technologies are developing. The first key difficulty in configuration management is integrated systems. Now, as systems become more connected to each other, become integrated, a whole new set of configuration items are required to make changes across the complete integrated system. Okay. Now, this so a change in one part of the system has to be reflected across multiple applications and multiple modules that are working synchronization with each other. Okay, so this makes it difficult to make the configuration management this thing, and multiplies the effort and increases the degree of difficulty in implementing every small change that happens in every small part of the integrated system. Then second one is service-oriented architecture. Now, a key factor that makes service-oriented architecture work well is that it consolidates a set of functions common to many applications into a single module or service. And every time that module or part has to be used, it recalls it from one part of the software. If the service-oriented architecture and its linkages to various applications is not managed well, it can impact the overall functioning of the system. The third one is bad configuration. Many IT developers deploy bad or unstable configurations. Unstable configuration can have a ripple effect across connected IT systems that work together in synchronization with each other. Now, many vendors like Sun can help you redefine and set good configurations and also reconfigure bad configurations. Then separate domains of IT. Now, different domains of IT like server, network, application, computer telephony interface, mobile apps will have separate requirements for configuration management and unique CIs to manage for each domain, thus creating challenges for the central program. So that also creates its own difficulties. Summarizing, configuration management is a key to managing and controlling highly complex software projects that are being developed on a daily basis today. Configuration management tools have developed from simple version controls targeted at individual developers into systems that are capable of managing developments done by large teams operating out of multiple locations and multiple delivery centers across the world. A large variety of configuration management tools are available for different types of software applications. Key capabilities of these configuration management tools are the identification and control of software-related components as they keep changing over different periods of time. As each change is implemented, the same needs to be made available to other team members to assimilate and incorporate the same into their models. Version control, which is the precursor to modern-day configuration management tools, maintains a history of all the changes to a component as it has gone through over a period of time, thereby allowing users to access all the versions and not just the last created version. Configuration management is a process which needs to be planned in advance, as lack of configuration management can stall and create challenges in the implementation of software projects and software solutions. Thank you so much for being with me and for your attention. Meet you again for the next chapter.